It's Rosie on the house. Well, we had Wendy, but she was driving down the freeway, and apparently we lost cell reception. So, sorry, Wendy, we didn't get to you quite in time. Well, you were going to be the next one we took. And we've got Woody calling from Peoria, Jim calling from Gilbert, and Billy calling from Prescott. Let's take them in the order they came in and go to Billy in Prescott. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Well, I bet y'all are having a beautiful morning up there today.
Oh, it's stunning. That's why we live here.
I bet it is. What you got going today?
Well, I've got a front porch, a cement front porch that is... The cement is, like, looking discolored and stuff. And my husband wanted to put the, like you do the garage floors, you know, put it on there. And I said, nope, my neighbor did that, and it's really slippery. And so do you have any other suggestions? We can't do the little pavers because the pavers butt right up against that cement, and that would cause a lip, and that would cause me to trip.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, all right. And it's a concrete little stoop that's out there. You say it's stained. What is it stained with?
You know, I don't know. It just looks like the cement colored got discolored in it or something. My brother-in-law knows exactly what it is because he's a cement contractor, and he said that something went wrong with it. I can't remember what he said, but it just doesn't look nice and evenly colored gray everywhere.
Okay. Billy, it sounds like you're doing dishes. That's okay. Can you get a paper and pencil? I'm going to give you a phone number.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you the name of a friend of mine up in Prescott. He owns a company called Garage Floors and More. So he does all of those kinds of finishes. He can give you a finish that is not slippery. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let him come up and take a look at it. Again, the company's name is Garage Floors and More in Prescott. Of course, the number is 928 and then 308-7337.
7337.
Yeah, just have him come up. He'll come up and take a look at it for free and just give you an opinion of what he could do to kind of dress it up for you.
Well, that's fabulous.
All right. Aren't you glad you called?
I'm always glad when I call.
All right, Billy. Thanks a lot. We appreciate the call. Let's see if we can get to Wendy real quick. I think she was trying to reach us as she was driving down the road. Wendy, is you there?
I'm here.
All right. Where are you on the road this morning?
87 and Hunt Highway.
Okay, very good. What's your housing question?
All right, so we moved out here late last year, and Arizona Water Company turned on our water when we were still in California, and the water ran for 3 days and the house flooding it.
Oh.
So we were displaced for 3 months, and the contractor that we ended up hiring, it was the lowest bid, a licensed contractor that does work for the city a lot, and I think what they do is they take jobs like mine when the city isn't, when they're not busy with the city contract.
Okay.
And we decided to go with the Corlux vinyl flooring. It has a 50-year warranty.
Okay.
And I guess the flooring is kind of new. And we had asked them if they knew what they were doing when they installed that flooring. They said yes. And I ended up, after I asked them a couple questions during the construction, I asked them, about specific things that they were doing. And they said, oh, don't worry about it. Huh. You won't even notice that when we're done.
Okay.
I watched a YouTube video, and I saw that you need special tools to go around corners and whatnot. Well, it turns out, the job is done, but it's done really poorly, in my opinion.
All right.
Some of the planks got locked.
Okay.
Into the planking, like halfway through the planking. And he told me that he had to do that to make it fit.
All right. I tell you what, Wendy, we're running really tight on time. And I'm going to need you to if he's a licensed contractor, and it sounded like he was, you're just going to need to take these grievances to the registrar of contractor in a form of a written formal complaint. And generally speaking, most contractors, if they have the customer's welfare at heart, if you tell them, look, I'm not getting the results I want, I'm going to the registrar of contractors. They kind of bring it up a notch or two in their commitment to make you happy. And I wouldn't just tell him this over the phone, Wendy. I'd put it in writing with a certified letter and let the post office know you want proof that the letter was received by signature. Once you get to the written part of the enforcement of the workmanship standards, that's sometimes all it takes to bring these contractors around and get done what needs to get done. And if not, then you have the hammer of the Register of Contractor to bring down on them. I'm sorry that was your welcome to the great state of Arizona from California. California still does provide the largest number of imports to Arizona than any other state in the union. I spent a week in Oakland, and I think I saw why. Harold Perkins is here from Galaxy Lending. I was in a little town, Lafayette, east of Oakland. Harold, you couldn't buy an apartment big enough for you and a dog for under $600,000. Unbelievable. Hey, we've got two great tickets to some Diamondback games I've got to give away this hour. So text 411-923 if you want to go to the Padres game on April 25th or the Colorado Rockies game on April 30th. And these are good seats. Two tickets to each game. They're in the dugout box.